You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt. And I have got your two-week spoilers from Monday, March 18th, running all the way through Friday, March 29th. Yes, we have spoilers for the whole rest of March for you. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's dive right in, starting with what's happening on Monday the 18th. Diane and Alexis are still talking. We were left off with that on Friday. They're still discussing getting back her law license, among other issues. Lois talks to Olivia. I think they were talking Friday also, and she is comforting her. She just spent time talking to Sunny about everything. So Lois and Olivia have FaceTime on Monday, and Olivia says she's not sure if she should be relieved or terrified, which that's kind of an interesting thing. It's got to be Dante related. Tracy and Sunny have a little moment. Looks like Sunny is sitting at Dante's bedside when Tracy comes in. Sunny says to her, "Your secret is safe with me." Maybe it's because she's very worried about Dante and she doesn't like people to see her squishy emotional center. I love me some Tracy. Kevin Collins tells Marshall about why he thinks he was misdiagnosed. With Curtis there listening, looks like Stella Henry may be part of this conversation as well. Jocelyn breaks up with Dex and then goes to talk it over with Trina Robinson. This is the first time we've seen Trina in weeks. So Nina basically dropped that bomb and ran that Dex was going to kill Cyrus. So Dex goes ahead and confesses that to Joss. And she's upset because it wasn't like in self-defense or some of the other things that she has rationalized him doing. She saw him beating that paparazzi guy. That was one of their first interactions. She was going to call the police. He got her not to. Since then, it's been a slippery slope of her thinking his abs look so good, I can look past the mob activity. Come on, Joss. You know you're dating a mob guy. Did you think he was baking Sunny cookies? Please. She's been around the mob her whole entire life. She knows better. So I just think she's being a hypocrite at this point because she knows who he is and she got into bed with him knowing all of that. Cheated on her nice sweet college boyfriend to get in bed with the gangster, by the way. Nina wants Ava to advocate for her. Nina is so upset. This is how skewed Nina's worldview is. I just want to mention this. She's worried that Sunny's going to be upset with her about the story that Alexis ran about the shooting. Sunny is going to know that that was Alexis. What she should be concerned about is the fact that her pet gossip columnist ran a hit piece on Diane. That's something that Sunny is going to be a lot more butthurt about. And her blabbing to Joss that Dex had been ordered to kill Cyrus. She's talking mob business. That's stuff that's off limits. Ava is not going to be able to fix this for her because Nina is continuing to burn bridges that she's standing on. That's my feeling about it. Tuesday, March 19th, Sunny talks to Natalia Rogers Ramirez. And of course, their daughters are dating, Christina and Blaze. Natalia is having some issues accepting this, but nothing is changing. Maybe Sunny can talk her through it. Dex talks to Anna Devane on Tuesday, and Jason Morgan gets a visitor. Joss opens up to Carly on Tuesday. I'm sure that's about Dex and Sunny ordering him to kill Cyrus and the breakup. And, you know, Carly generally excuses mob stuff too. So I'm interested to see that conversation. And Brooklyn Quartermain rips John Cates a new one. I wonder if she's blaming him for Dante's shooting. That would be interesting. Because not that far off. Wednesday, March 20th, Anna and Jagger are having drinks and chatting, and she comes clean to him about something. Alexis tells Molly what she's planning to do about her career. Natalia has a realization, and Tracy sees something different in Cody Bell than she has seen before. Thursday, March 21st, Laura and Heather have something in common. they have a lot in common. I mean, you know, they got the Weber background, they've got family members in common, a grandson in common. They have a lot in common. So I don't know what this is, but it's strange. Drew comes to see Nina and he's got an interesting offer. And I don't know if this is about Crimson, if it's about his, you know, issues with his twin brother. And, you know, Jason supposedly died, allegedly died. We assumed he died while trying to protect Drew. And then Drew's just being a total putz about him coming back. So, yeah. There's a photo shoot for Deception and something goes awry. And Willow Tate worries about what she's done, you know, medically treating a fugitive. So that to me seems like, you know, the police may get involved soon. Friday, March 22nd, Maxie confronts Lucy. Sasha makes a big decision. Jason reaches out to Diane Miller. He needs her help. I don't know if he's planning to turn himself in, if he is trying to avoid the charges and he wants her to go advocate for the police, or if he has been arrested by then. And I am going to talk about those photos here in just a second, showing him getting the mugshot and all that. I am going to address that with you guys. Chase and BLQ are shocked about something, and Cody and Olivia comfort each other. And I hope it's just because they haven't seen each other since Dante gets shot and not because something bad is happening to Dante. The week of March 25th through 29th. So with Jason needing Diane Miller's help, to me that means he's arrested or he knows he's facing arrest if he doesn't get this Dante shooting thing cleared up. So I am worried about Dante, of course, but I'm feeling a little better. I noticed this during last week's episodes, but I hadn't really fully processed it the way some of you had, and you dropped in the comments and I appreciated that. Y'all pointed out that the invader had a picture of Dante in his dress blues, hero cop shot, and a Jason mugshot because he's a wanted fugitive. And so it looks like they did do new photos for the invader thing. All that being said, I still think Jason's facing arrest and we will see. I really do hope Dante wakes up soon and sets the record straight because I don't want them to pull a Nathan where he seems better and then he just drops dead. That would totally suck. All right, the week of the 25th through the 29th, again, looking forward to the miracle of Dante waking up that week. Ava's loyalty to Nina is tested this last week of the month. She is falling deeper into whatever feeling this is she's having about Sunny. Her feelings are intensifying and she's starting to weigh that loyalty to Nina versus, you know, what her, I don't know if it's her heart or her nethers that want Sunny. I don't know. I feel like it's her heart. They are actually bonding. So we will see. But with Nina burning bridges left and right, maybe Ava should just let her burn herself down and just go for the guy she wants. Looks like Heather gets her hip replacement surgery and probably some sort of treatment for the cobalt toxicity. They usually do chelation therapy. But after that, to me, it sounds like they're ready to basically erase her homicidal history. They were talking the other day about how she's come unhinged the past few years. Like she was fine before that. Laura was saying, oh, you know, she was, I think she was saying basically she was kind of nutty, but you know, not this homicidal, that she was almost making her sound like, I don't know, quirky and harmless. That crime spree started way before her hip was swapped out. Her first murder that we know of, 2004, 19 years ago, when she had both of her original hips, she tried to kill three different Quartermains in the early 2000s. In addition to this other murder, she tried to kill Edward and Tracy and Sky. 2012, she did two more murders, a kidnapping, another LSD dosing, which is a favorite crime of hers. A year later, she stabbed two people. The year after that, she was arrested for two more murders, another kidnapping, shooting her own son with intent to kill, and three more kidnappings after that. I keep hearing how Elizabeth Korte is this champion of GH history and so knowledgeable, but if she's complicit in this storyline about redeeming Heather and saying that up until she had this hip issue, she was just this lovable kook, no, absolutely not. I love Heather. Don't get me wrong. You guys know by now I love villains. Franco, Alcazar, Tracy, and Edward, heck, they were villains. Anybody naughty, I'm there for it. But to wipe out a whole, you know, slate of crime. She's been doing bad things since the late 70s. There is no medical redemption for that much bad. I'm sorry, there's just not. Her list of crimes predates all that. She should be rotting in jail. Other 2 week spoilers, Nina and Drew may conspire. Nothing good can come of that unless they have a little hate sex, and that would be okay. Because the upside to Nina and Drew getting involved with each other is it keeps them away from everybody else in Port Charles while they're both acting like such tools. Jason soon gets reunions with other family members once he's out of hiding, the Quartermains, his kids, Liz, Sam. Now, by the way, there are some sites that are making up spoilers saying Sam and Jason have a big reunion at the PCPD on Tuesday because of this one little spoiler that says these four words, Jason gets a visitor. So they take that word, I guess, to mean that if it's a visitor, he must be in custody. I think Jason is probably still going to be at the boathouse on Tuesday because he is still at the boathouse on Monday based on spoilers. There are zero spoilers that say anything about Sam and Jason having FaceTime or him being in custody by Tuesday. It's being misreported by this group of sites that makes up stuff for clicks. Of course, I would like to see them get their FaceTime, but there's nothing indicating it is happening. So just wait and see. Those are all of the 2 week spoilers that we have. Please reach down, click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely come back soon. I am really excited about the week ahead and seeing what happens. Hopefully seeing Dante wake up, more of Ava and Sunny, more of Jason Hospital. Excited about all of it. I really am. And the ratings are up. So the gamble paid off. Burton is bringing in people. So yay. More viewers means the more time our soap will be on the air. So I'm excited about all of that. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see and be sure and come back soon. We're here talking GH 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.